Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. Your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin swung between 107,000 and 102,000 in a single session, as US three-decade Treasury yields topped 5% after Moody's downgrade, therefore giving institutional traders a fresh catalyst. The opening of CME futures markets without the usual gap signaled a shift toward deeper liquidity hunts and set up a potential new all-time high if one more trigger arrives. Currently, Bitcoin trades near $102,613 and is approaching a bullish golden cross on its moving averages, an indicator that has preceded big rallies in prior cycles. Options markets show heavy call interest above 100,000 strike prices for later this month. On-chain analytics hint at a breakout that is as precise as guiding Tron's light cycle through neon corridors. Institutional appetite remains robust as Metaplanet in Tokyo added 1,004 Bitcoin at an average price of $103,873, lifting its hoard to 7,800 coins. Strategy increased its stash by 7,390 Bitcoin for roughly $765 million. Raising total holdings to over 576,000 coins valued around $59 billion. El Salvador added 30 more coins to reach a sovereign reserve of 6,181 Bitcoin, now worth about $644 million. Ethereum and XRP have stalled below critical resistance around $2,502 and 48 cents respectively, as both form bearish trend lines. Dogecoin broke out of a falling wedge, but still hovers near 22 cents and may face a panic zone below 21 cents if key support fails. All three need clear moves above resistance levels or risk further pullbacks. In Dubai, Vara rolled out tougher margin and collateral rules for broker-dealers and wallets, reinforcing foundations of a responsible and scalable ecosystem. At the same time, Ripple signed two more UAE customers, Zand Bank and Mamo, to integrate its XRP payment rails under a DFSA license, while Zand develops an AED stablecoin for faster settlements. Crypto gaming saw MapleStory N debut on Avalanche, driving active addresses up 549% and minting over 1.7 million Scroll NFTs. On Solana Neon, Heroes announced shutdown as it failed to secure funding despite a million players, marking another departure from the sector. Arthur Brightman of Tezos continues his real-world asset push by launching Uranium.io to tokenize physical uranium, aiming to democratize a market long reserved for specialists. His plan underscores Tezos's pivot from Ethereum killer ambitions toward true asset digitization and real-world usage. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.